Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. He gave it all for me. So the least I can do is give my all to Jesus. Amen. Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. Amen. We are grateful and thank God for another day. This really is the day that the Lord has made. And got to make a decision to rejoice and be glad in it. Make a decision to follow him and to enjoy it no matter what the day brings. To make a decision that we're going to bless the Lord, all our soul and all that is within us, bless his holy name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. We thank God for his grace, his mercy, his blessings, his favor shown to us. We thank him for his grace because he's good. Amen. Anybody glad that the Lord is good? Praise the Lord. It's continuing in this Passion Week 2018. Just remembering the passion of our Savior. Remembering that our Lord was walking his way on his way to redeeming us back from the penalty of sin. He was redeeming us back from the penalty of sin. We are grateful and thankful to God for he has done what we could not do for ourselves. We could not close out our tab. We could not finish out our bill. We were at a point where we were short and we could not pay it. But Jesus came and paid the price for us, paid the price. So when it was done, our bill said paid in full. And I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful to God that I stand before God fully justified. I know I'm not perfect. I know I make mistakes, but I am fully, completely, totally justified. Amen. Aren't you glad about it? Glad you're justified. Amen. Thank God. Tonight, you want to meet us at our Easter York campus on the corner of Newlands and Pennsylvania Avenues in Brooklyn, New York. Meet us on our New Lots Campus as we begin our Holy Week services. Tonight we have Bishop Liston. I always want to say Bishop Liston Page for Wednesday night. I'm so sorry. Bishop Michael Turpin. Bishop Michael Turpin. Tonight at 7:30, and we are looking forward to a great move of God, and I want you to come and be a part of it as this great man of God delivers the word of God to us. Amen. And then the Lord traditionally uses him in a prophetic way. He has a great prophetic voice, and so we look forward to see what the Lord might say to us in that moment. Amen. Just to be in the presence of the Lord with the saints of God will be enough. God would show up, and that he would minister to us would be just what I would consider an overflow moment. He would take time to minister to us as his people. So I look forward to what the Lord has to say and what the Lord will do in that moment. Amen. So you make sure that you are there. Amen. And then on tomorrow night, Thursday night, we have Bishop Liston Page Jr., and he will come and bring the word to us at our East New York campus, and I'm excited about that. If you've never heard Bishop Page, you certainly need to make your way and hear the word of the Lord out of his mouth. God has just gifted him in the way he walks through the scripture. I love the word, so I love when preachers walk through the scripture and explain and pull things out that you didn't see and make clear the thing that God is saying through his word. And so you come and be a part and hear that, and let the Lord bless you and minister to your life. And then on Friday, Good Friday, amen, we'll be at Spring Creek location on the corner of Elton and Flatlands inside the school auditorium, and we will have a concert there, and I think it's going to just bless you. Come on out and sing songs of Zion and just enjoy the moment as we commemorate our Savior dying on the cross, amen, and getting ourselves ready for Sunday, when we celebrate the fact that our Savior got up out of the grave. He did what no one else could do. He got up out of the grave with all power in his hand, and just like he was resurrected from the dead, so shall we be raised from the dead. Amen. That we might go to be with the Lord in heaven. I'm grateful. Thank you, Jesus. Just thanking the Lord for all that he's doing. So come be a part of what God is doing. Blessed in these services. Make your way there. Bring somebody with you. And then on Sunday, you make your way to one of our three services, 7 a.m. at our East New York location. That's a one-hour service, so come and be a part of that. And then at Spring Creek, we have two services, 9 o'clock and 11:30. So make your way. Come on out and bring somebody with you as we celebrate. We're going to kick off a new series on Sunday. We're going to kick off a relationship series. We're beginning that on Resurrection Sunday, which just makes total sense to me as we unfold and unpack relationships and what they mean and how to have better relationships. And we realize that what Jesus wants with us is a relationship. God's intent is to be in relationship with us, not to be in a rulership with us, has to be in a relationship with us. And so I'm looking forward to beginning this series and unpacking this whole idea of relationships, and beginning with God's relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. So I'm looking forward to seeing you and to delivering this word, because I believe that it will make a difference. It will change our lives. It will change our lives. Amen. On this Wednesday, as we continue to push our way, through this week and reminiscing on the grace of our Savior and the passion of our Lord, let us remember that He is opening doors for us, and He is making ways for us. He is turning over tables, even as He did in the temple, because of His anger with how the powers that were in play, the religious powers of the day, how they were taking advantage of feeding His people. He goes and He turns over tables, angry about how they are responding. And so I believe that that's one of the things that Jesus is doing in your life today. Things that are out of order, things that are messed up, He's turning over those tables. He's moving those things out of the way. He's pushing them back. He's letting the enemy know that you've gone far enough and you've done enough damage, but it's now time for God to arise and stand up in your situation. And I believe that God is turning some stuff around in your very situation. I believe that God is breaking some locks, and He is going through some doors, and He is making room in some areas of your life, things that you have not allowed Him to be a part of. I believe God is setting Himself in position to deal with on your behalf. And I'm asking you, I'm imploring you to allow the Lord to work His course, to allow God to get into the crevices of your life, get into the actual rooms of your existence, and allow him to open those doors, minister, move walls, break down partitions, build what needs to be built. Allow God to fix what is broken in you. Allow Him to do it. He's not gonna force Himself. You've got to allow Him to do it. What is it that you want to see God do? And I want you to remove your hands from it and let God be God in your life. Amen. Amen. He's turning over tables in your life. He's turning over tables in situations where the enemy thought that he had you. God is turning those situations over, and He is making a brand new day. So come on, let's pray. Father, thank You, Lord God. We are blessing Your holy and righteous name, for You are good. Your mercy is everlasting, and Your truth endures to all generations. And, Lord God, we come thanking You and inviting You into the rooms of our life. God, we're asking You to tear up some stuff. We're asking You to move some stuff, to open up some doors, to air out some rooms in our life, and cause us to see You, to grow in You, to love You, to become part of what You have called us to be. I pray in the name of Jesus that as we move into this day, that You would bless us, that You would anoint us, that You would cause Your face to shine upon us, that You would lift up the light of Your countenance, and You would give us peace. In Jesus' name. And now, God, I pray that we go through this day and we remember the passion of our Savior. We remember that You did for this. You did this for us. And surely, surely You died. You died for us. Now, Lord, we give You the rest of the day, and we ask You to have Your way, to bless us, to keep us, to cause Your face to shine upon us, to lift up the light of Your countenance and give us Your peace. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray and thank You. Amen and amen. Amen. God bless you. Go forth and have a wonderful day, and know that God is fixing some stuff in your life right now. Amen. I'll see you tonight. Let's come worship. Bye-bye.